Hi there. The word for you today is look back and remember. In Psalm 103 verse 4, he writes, "He redeems your life from destruction." Dr. Anne Shorb writes, and I quote, "The key to being able to rejoice in the past is not found in counting the number of good things that have happened, but in remembering that God remembers. He never forgets his plan. And he never forsakes his promises. Even when life is tough and things don't make sense, he's in control, and he's working out everything according to his plan. The Bible says, and I quote, "The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, 'What do you see?' Well, Jeremiah answers, 'I see the branch of an almond tree.' The Lord said to him, 'You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled.'" Almonds blossoming. It's springtime. The change of seasons is a reminder of God's faithfulness. It gives you hope that the winter season you are in right now will soon give way to the springtime of new life. And how can you be sure? Because the Bible says that God keeps, quote, Psalm 108 verse 5, listen to this, "God keeps his agreement forever." How about that? In life, every investment comes with a possibility of loss. But there's a big difference between losing and being wiped out. The truth is, God has too much invested in you to let his plans for your life be destroyed. And you know what? The damage others can actually do to you is really limited by the shield of God's divine purpose, even when you are not aware of it. The Bible says, he redeems your life from destruction. Stop and think back on some of the doors God closed that didn't make sense to you at the time, huh? Now you look back and realize that without his guidance and protection, the enemy waiting behind some of those doors would surely have wiped you out. Today, look back and remember. You say, remember what? Remember God's unfailing faithfulness to you.